And the call to chickens at feeding time?
Chick, chick, chick.
And ride a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
And the horse on the left is called the... You have any
offside. And on the right side is the near side. Because the driver always sat on the opposite side from what you do in a car.
Near side is right.
Huh?
The near side is the right side.
Near side is the right side and the offside is the left side.
That's as you're behind the horse? You're riding behind
yes,
it?
Yes,
and offside is the left.
The offside horse is the smaller horse of the two. Usually always put the near side horse. He's the bigger horse, put him on the right, the offside and on the left. Put the smaller horse on the left.
Some places they have the near horse is the right, and the horse on the left, right?
Oh, the near horse is on the right side and the off horse.
Maybe I got
left.
This back. Maybe they're looking at it from the other way.
I might look at it from the other way. Anyhow, the big horse is the near horse and the off horse is on the left side. The big horse is the near horse. And he's always driven on the right side and the other on the left side. The off horse on the left side.
If you're driving a buggy, you hang on to the
lines.
And you're riding a horseback, you hang on to the...
On the reins.
Somebody asks you how far it is, and you say, oh, it's just a... How far is it?
Short distance or something.
You
like
say just a little...
Little ways.
Or it's just a long... It's quite a long...
Quite a long piece, we should say, or quite a long ways.
You can find flowers very seldom, but you can find weeds almost...
anywhere.
And the plow cuts a trench in the ground to call a...
Plow's furrow.
And you talk about a wheat. You raised a good...
crop of wheat.
And you're talking to your neighbor and you say, it looks like a pretty good...
pretty good crop this year.
Or a crop of...
crop of wheat this year. Crop of grain, either one.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had a lot of trees on the land, and you took all the trees out. You might say the land has been...
cleared.
And you plant the clover or hay, and you cut it, plant it again, and you cut it again. You call that the...
That's your meadow.
Or, that's just... Maybe it's wheat. I don't know if my crop's straight. You ever talk about a second cutting?
Oh yes, you have second cutting of clover and alfalfa, you have third cutting of alfalfa. It just grows on. After you cut it off, it'll come on again from the same.
What kind of unit do you put the wheat in? You put it in a unit of... you ever stick it together in any way? The old way, I know they do it a little different now.
Well,
call it a bind or a...
Used to bind it.
You call it a bind or a shock?
Used to bind it in sheaths and shock it, and then they thresh it and... they'd make shocks out of it, about 8 or 9 bundles in the shock after they had cut in sheaves. And then they would thresh it with a thrashing machine. I used to own a thrashing machine of my own. We had a cook wagon, had our own crew. My wife cooked for threshers 18 days straight once when we had one. We were farming big. Did it all by herself. She'd cook the meal for them and I'd... drive up the home. I had a cooking wagon, had it made 16 foot long and 8 foot wide and had tables along each side. I'd drive in and she'd have everything cooked ready for dinner. We'd put it in the front end, had a little kitchen in the front end, and then we'd drive out to the farm and she'd just set it all on the table and the boys would all have their horses fed. They had feed boxes on the back of the wagon. When they'd see me come up the wagon, everybody had orders to quit right now and get up there. We had a water tank under the wagon to wash. They could, and a wash basin there for them, 2 or 3 wash basins.